USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat-run El Paso, Texas, and their city council's Claudia Rodriguez admitted during a private phone conversation last month that the mayor was directed by the Biden administration not to declare a state of emergency, even as the invasion of humanity at the southern border warranted the emergency help. The city is spending $300,000 a day of taxpayer money in dealing with the illegal immigration caused by President Biden's open border policy. Microsoft Corporation announced layoffs of roughly 1,000 employees this week, becoming the latest tech company to show signs of concerns about future demand. Microsoft, which employs about 200,000 people, said it was making the cuts as part of a regular adjustment at the start of its fiscal year. A recent report by accounting firm KPMG found 51% of CEOs polled said they are considering workplace reductions in the next 6 months. Microsoft is scheduled to release quarterly earnings in exactly 1 week. With winter fast approaching, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz ordered Germany's three remaining nuclear power plants to remain in operation until April. Germany had relied on Russia for energy. That has since been cut off by Vladimir Putin and sabotage to the underwater pipeline. Vice Chancellor and Economic Minister Robert Habeck of the Green Party approves of the plan, shows how desperate Germany has become. We were hoping to know the fourth team to join the Final Four in baseball's chase for the World Series. Mother Nature had other plans. Monday night's rainout has Game 5 this afternoon between the New York Yankees and Cleveland. Game 1 of the National League Championship Series takes place tonight between Philadelphia and San Diego. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Striking truckers used tractor trailers to block the exits at New England's largest wholesale foods distributor Monday and prevented some employees from leaving, resulting in as many as 20 arrests. More than 400 Teamster Union members arrived at the Sysco facility in Plimpton, Massachusetts in the early morning and blocked the exits. The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories. Four people were stabbed, including one fatally, over a span of about 90 minutes at multiple locations Monday morning in Long Beach, California. A homeless suspect was arrested at the scene of the third stabbing near the beach while in possession of the knife. A spokesman for the Long Beach Police Department said detectives are still trying to tie the pieces together. A young boy was mauled and dragged away by a bear while playing in his grandparents' garden in Connecticut on Sunday. James Butler, the boy's grandfather who uses a wheelchair, tried to discourage the attack by throwing a metal pipe at the animal. A neighbor also tried to scare the animal away with the pipe. A short time later, state police and officers from the Department of Energy fatally shot the bear. The child was taken to the hospital for treatment for a wounded thigh, claw marks on his back, bites on his foot and ankle. He is expected to recover. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.